Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Obviously, it's been a busy 24 hours for you. Maybe if you could just put into words, a lot of reaction online to the Escobar press conference is pretty negative. People not happy with the suspension. How do you feel about what he said and what the punishment was?
I think the most important thing that came out of this is that the Toronto Blue Jays, Major League Baseball, and Yunel himself all said that they're going to make sure that there's an education aspect to this. So I know a lot of people are unhappy with three games. I don't really, I'm not really going to take a stance on that, whether it's long enough or not long enough, because what we are focused on from the start is making sure that when a player does something like this, we or some other group, whether it's GLAAD or any of the other groups that are doing work like this, can work with the player to make sure that they understand the meaning behind these words, the reason why they can't use these words, and the impact that these words have on the LGBT community. So for me, given the choice between long suspension and really throwing the book at someone with no education or combining education and discipline, I think is I'll take the education side of things 100 times out of 100.
In this situation, do you think it's just the Escobar or the entire team that needs to be educated? Because obviously somebody missed something somewhere before he went on the field there.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, if there were other teammates that saw it and didn't recognize the impact it might have, then there might be an issue there. But, as we've always said, it's one of those things where for a lot of athletes, unfortunately, they don't understand the impact behind these words. They haven't been exposed to the LGBT community very much, and sports being somewhat insular, they've never really had their vocabulary, their choice of language challenged. And it's not to excuse what's happened. It's absolutely inexcusable. It needs to be changed. It needs to be fixed. But it's something where a lot of these athletes are just, I use the word ignorant in a very literal sense. They just don't get it. They don't know about it. And my guess is that all the Blue Jays as of today are very much aware of the meaning behind it. So we'd be happy to work with Yunel and the rest of the team or whoever. We'll talk to any team anytime at any level, whether they're an MLB or whether they're a Little League team. This is something that's important to us.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because we know that you guys are going to be financially getting part of the money that he loses from his suspension. But has there been talk of you guys being involved in the education part, of working with the team? I mean, where do you guys stand in there?
Yunel said in the press conference today that he would like to speak with us and talk to us. So if that's his request, then we'd be happy to do it. We did not expect or ask for or plan for any type of donation like this. We're very grateful to the Blue Jays and to MLB that they were willing to redirect the suspension money to us. I had spoken to the Blue Jays earlier in the day just to talk to them a little bit about messaging and how they were handling things, and offer my assistance if there was any way I could help them with the process. We will take this money and we will put it to good use. This isn't something we're going to sit on. This is something where we're going to make sure that it goes back into the sports community, goes back into educating athletes about these issues, goes back to helping the LGBT community be more welcome, more accepted, and treated as equals in the sports community.
Patrick, obviously in this situation, things are reactive in terms of reacting to what Yunel said and that kind of thing. Is there anything that you guys can do to be proactive in terms of, maybe have you guys talked about or thought about setting up things with either Major League Baseball or NHL or whatever the professional league is, in terms of going in maybe during training camps or during early on in the season or at some point in the season to talk to players about this kind of thing?
Yes, unfortunately, we're only 6 months old now, so the timing was a little hectic with the various leagues for training camps or rookie camps or things like that. My expectation going forward is that whether it's through us or through some of the other groups that are doing this, my expectation is that by next season, all the major sports leagues will be doing some sort of awareness training with their athletes to make sure that they know, not just the language training, not just media training, not just saying, hey, don't say this in public, don't use these words in public, but real education on the issue and exposing these athletes to LGBT athletes and sitting them down with players who have sat in a locker room and felt afraid, and letting these athletes know that there are gay athletes out there. And there's, mathematically there are dozens in professional sports, maybe hundreds. and the odds of these guys having a gay teammate is pretty high. So sitting these guys down, putting a human face on an issue that's far too foreign for a lot of athletes, and really hoping not to change just the vocabulary, but also the mindset behind the vocabulary.
Just last question for you, Patrick, because I know you've had a really busy day. I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of the tweets online, and I was looking on our site's Facebook pages, a lot of people saying he should have known better than to do it in public, than to wear it out in public, and you should keep it behind closed doors. But I imagine that's still just as bad, even if you don't say it beyond the locker room.
Well, unless you're in a locked room by yourself, you never know who's going to be offended by what you say. People say that you shouldn't use homophobic slurs around athletes because you never know who they might offend. And yeah, you might have a closeted gay athlete on your team. But you know what? It also might be me in the room, and I have a gay brother, and that puts me in an awkward position. Or it might be someone who has a lesbian sister, or just good gay friends, or someone who's just LGBT supportive. So these words, you know, whether it's offensive to an LGBT person or an ally to the community, they need to be eradicated. They need to go away, not just in public, not just when you're out on a baseball field, but in their locker room, in the culture as a whole. And they need to, you know, we need to get rid of them because they're hurting, you know, most especially the LGBT community, who feel harassed and bullied and intimidated and unsafe. But it's, you know, it's a larger issue than that. I don't want to hear those words either. No one in my family does. None of our friends do. And it's something that just needs to go away.
All right, Patrick Burke, if you can play, I appreciate your time. I know it's been an absolutely crazy 24 hours for you, but hopefully all the attention ends up being good in the long run, and these situations will become less and less frequent. Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.